Time for us to talk football, University of Maine style. Our Black Bear Report brought to you by ClearPoint Capital and Creative Print Services in Bangor. We welcome in the head coach of the Maine Black Bears, Nick Charlton. Nick, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Rich.
Congratulations on another big win, which we'll talk about here in a moment. But let's get to something completely off topic, and that is your awesome family salute to Toy Story.
Thank you. I appreciate it. It was cool. My kids and my wife came in and handed out candy to the players and did that for the team meeting. And then I snuck out for a half hour really quick just to do a little trick-or-treating with them. So I thought we carried ourselves pretty well as the cast of Toy Story. So it was nice.
No question about it there. Well, you carried yourselves pretty well on Saturday, too. The Black Bears, three straight wins, two in a row on the road. And again, you guys set the tone early in this one, both defensively and offensively.
Yeah, I mean, we got off to a good start, you know, played very well defensively in the first half, and we only gave up a field goal. Offensively scored touchdowns the first three drives and moved the ball pretty well. You know, I thought we were very resilient in the second half, the word I've been using, just because, you know, we knew they would fight back. They weren't just going to take it, and we were able to respond with some drives and then got some big stops. I thought it was probably close to, you know, probably our most complete game that we've played. There's still some things out there, but you know, it's a quality opponent. That was a ranked team, and you know, it's a tough place to play too. So, I thought our kids responded really, really well. I was proud of our staff and the prep we did. So, we're trying to keep the momentum going, and we got our work cut out for us this week.
Well, it always starts with getting that run game established, and you clearly did that. The best rushing game of the season. Freddie Brock named Rookie of the Week in the conference, but Elijah Barnwell ran well, and again, the offensive line doing a great job for you.
Yeah, I mean, it takes everybody, and, you know, it starts up front. You know, we have a number of, you know, really three tight ends right now that can play for us at a high level, and Sean and Steve done a great job overall, and Bebo, Dan Reimer had a touchdown, his first career one. That was pretty sweet. So there were some really good things in the run game. Freddie, you know, was explosive and made a few guys miss that led to some big chunk plays. Elijah did a great job as well. So, you know, I think we had to establish the run in that game, and as it was more productive, we kept going to it, and it opened up the things that we want to do in the play-action game, which helped us, especially in the red zone.
And defensively, you shut down their run, a strong performance throughout the day. Ray Miller named Conference Defensive Player of the Week, but, boy, a lot of guys stepped up big for you on defense.
Yeah, I mean, that's a run-heavy outfit. You know, that's what they're going to do, and it's a lot of spread run, a lot of moving parts to it, and I thought we did a good job overall. I mean, really stopping them is difficult, and getting them one-dimensional, a lot of teams had a hard time doing that, and we were able to do it. And I thought we just responded really well, especially in the fourth quarter, you know, after we'd hit a little adversity, but we came back very well, came up with a number of stops that were big in key situations. So I was proud of our defense play.
And special teams tough for you again this week, including your two kickers, Cole and Brian, who had to step in, and both of them acquitted themselves quite well.
Yeah, he did a good job. I mean, Brian's been getting better every day, and Cole, you know, as a true freshman, stepping in, making all the PATs, and his field goal was great. He does a great job, and he's very locked in, and we love working with him. And, you know, you look across the game, we had a blocked punt, which was big, and able to create some field position. So there was a lot of positives there, and we continue to get better and play well on teams. There was a few things on kickoff with a couple of kicks and things like that we wanted to clean up. We had some shots on kickoff return that we thought could have gone. But, again, I mean, we're moving the field and getting, winning the field position battle overall. So that's pretty big for our special teams units.
We're talking with Maine football coach Nick Charlton here on Downtown. Well, you're back home this week for the last time in the regular season. Stony Brook coming to town, and they've won a couple of games in a row. They're just always a really physical team. What do you need to do this week to keep the win streak going?
Yeah, I mean, they're a tough football team. You know, they've won a number in a row, had a bye week, and a lot of their losses were very close. You know, they're very competitive, similar to the last couple of teams we played, where some of their losses were all by less than a score. So we know, you know, these are really good football teams that we're playing. Stony Brook's very physical. You know, they run the football. Quarterback's very athletic, and their skill's very good. Defensively, you know, they play very stout and have a number of really good players, young and old. They have some grad transfers. They have some true freshmen. They're very talented. So it's always, you know, a tough one up here, and it's, you know, probably inevitably going to come down to who wins in the fourth quarter, and plays well and executes. So we got to have a good week of prep, and it actually starts tonight for us because tomorrow NCAA has a day off for Civic Engagement Day, so for voting. So we are doing our Tuesday practice here in a couple hours, Rich.
Excellent, excellent. Now, look, I know what you're going to say, but I'm going to set it up anyway, and I've been saying it on the air. Finally, I saw that one of the guys from Hero Sports chimed in Saturday night as well. You're back in the playoff conversation, and obviously you know what you have to do the rest of the way, and you only want to look as far as Stony Brook, but you guys dug a hole, and you've dug yourself out of it, and you're right back in the middle of things now.
Yeah, I mean, we knew coming out of the gate that we had to play well, and you know, the level of competition and schedule we always have up here, it's pretty much consistent year in and year out, and we dropped a couple games that we wanted to have back, and that happens. You got to learn from it and grow from it and want to start the season off better, but the guys are fighting. We're able to finish some ball games here, and you know, when I say everything's still in front of us, everybody knows what that means, but we got to be really focused on Stony Brook because we can't control a lot of the other things. You know, at the end of the day, we're playing these guys. It's a good football team, and we got to play well. And it's nice to be in November and still be relevant and obviously have a shot, but you know, you got to be able to win football games, and everyone counts. So we got to play well, practice well this week.
To infinity and beyond, right?
Amen, brother.
Have a good practice tonight, Nick, and we'll see you on Saturday.
Thanks, Chris.
That is Nick Charlton talking Black Bear football on Downtown. Brought to you by ClearPoint Capital. Give Mike Toole a call, 307-7718, and Creative Print Services. Take your business to the next level with professional and innovative work from Creative Print Services. From small restaurants to major universities, they can help you excel. The experienced team at Creative works with you to provide full-service design, print, marketing, mailing, and billing for your business or organization. Full-color printing, business cards and forms, brochures, flyers, and more. Fast, accurate printing is their specialty. That's Creative Print Services in Bangor, a proud supporter of the Black Bears. Call them at 947-2250 or visit online at creative-ps.com.